今天我会讲到继续的我这个我应该讲英文啊。Today I'm continuing with my series from the marriage, divorce and remarriage.
今天牧师要继续的在讲这个讲到系列，就是有关于离婚再婚的这个系列。
This is my third message, but the second part of divorce and remarriage.
这是这个系列第三个主题，但是是第二个讲到离婚再婚的主题。
And it's taken from 1 Corinthians 7, 1 to 40.
这是从哥林多前书第七章出来的经文。
And I ask Charles to read for us. I know it's a very long chapter, but please bear with us as we look through this chapter as he reads for us.
第七章还蛮长的但是我们要真的就是来耐心来领受神的话语。哥林多前书第七章，论到你们信上所提的事，我说男不近女倒好，但要免淫乱的事，男子当各有自己的妻子，女子也各当有自己的丈夫，丈夫当用合一之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也要如此。妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫；丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非两厢情愿，暂时分房，唯要专心祷告方可。以后仍要同房，免得撒旦趁你们情不自禁引诱你们。我说这话原是准你们的，不是命你们的。我愿与众人像我一样，只是个人领受神的恩赐，一个是这样，一个是那样。我对着没有嫁娶的和寡妇说，若他们常像我就好，倘若自己禁止不住就可以嫁娶，与其欲火攻心，倒不如嫁娶为妙。至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐他们，其实不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐说，妻子不可离开丈夫，若是离开了，不可再嫁，或是仍同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。我对其余人说，不是主说，倘若某弟兄有不幸的妻子，妻子也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃妻子；妻子有不幸的丈夫，丈夫也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃丈夫。因为不幸的丈夫就因着妻子成了圣洁，并且不幸的妻子就因丈夫成了圣洁，不然你们的儿女就不洁净，但如今他们是圣洁的了。倘若那不幸的人要离去，就由他离去吧。无论是弟兄是姐妹，遇着这样的事都不必拘束，神召我们原是要我们和睦。你这做妻子的怎么知道不能救你的丈夫呢？你这做丈夫的怎么知道不能救你的妻子呢？只要照主所分给个人的和神所照个人的而行，我吩咐各教会都是这样。有人受割礼就蒙召的，割礼蒙召呢，就不要废割礼；有人未受割礼蒙召呢，就不要受割礼。19节，受割礼算不得什么，不受割礼也算不得什么，只要守神的诫命就是了。个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍要守住这身份。你是做奴隶蒙召的吗？不要因此忧虑，若能以自由，就求自由更好。因为做奴仆蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人；做自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆。弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍要在神面前守住这个身份。论到同身的人，我没有主的命令，但我既蒙主连续能做忠心的人，我就把自己的意见告诉你们。因现今的艰难，据我看来，人不如守素安常才好。你有妻子缠着，就不要求脱离；你没有妻子缠着呢，就不要求妻子。你若娶妻，并不是犯罪；处女若出嫁，也不是犯罪。然而这等人肉身必受苦难，我却愿意你们免受这苦难。弟兄们，我对你们说，时候减少了，从此以后，那有妻子的就像没有妻子，哀哭的要像不哀哭，快乐的要像不快乐，置买的要像无有所得，用事物的要像不用事物，因为这世界的样子将要过去。我愿意你们无所挂虑，没有娶妻的是为主的事挂虑，想要怎样叫主喜悦；娶了妻的是为世上的事挂虑，是怎样叫妻子喜悦。妇人和处女也有分别，没有出嫁的是为主的事挂虑，要身体灵魂都圣洁；已经出嫁的是为世上的事挂虑，要想怎样叫丈夫喜悦。 我说这话是为你们的益处，不是要牢笼你们，乃是要叫你们行合一的事，得以殷勤服侍主，没有分心的事。若人以为自己待他的儿女不合宜，女儿也过了年岁，事又当行，他就可以随意办理，不算有罪，叫二人澄清就是了。倘若人心坚定，没有不得已的事，并且由得自己做主，心里又决定了留下女儿不出嫁，如此行也好。这样看来，叫自己的女儿出嫁是好，不叫她出嫁更是好。丈夫活着的时候，妻子是被约束的，丈夫若死了，妻子就可以自由随意再嫁，只是要嫁在这主里面的人。然而按我的意见，若常守节更有福气。我也想自己是被神的灵感动了。
谢谢 ，Thank you。You know, in the series of this, I call God's design for marriage.
在这系列我是称作这个神对婚姻的设立。
My first message was on the foundation of the Christian marriage.
我第一个主题是在讲到这个婚姻的基础。
And I took from Genesis chapter 2.
从这个创世纪第二章。
And my second message on divorce and remarriage I took from Matthew 19.
在讲到第二个主题是离婚再婚是从马太福音19章。
And considering Deuteronomy chapter 24 as well.
并且讲到这个《生命记》里面的章节。
This morning I'd like to talk at 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
我今天早上要跟大家分享《哥林多前书》第七章。
Because there are people promoting this idea called the Pauline privilege to support for divorce and remarriage from verse 15.
因为有些人他是赞成所谓在这一章所谓的保罗所允许的离婚再婚的一个权利。
In part one, of Matthew 19, when I was speaking on Matthew 19, I said that Jesus' answer to the Pharisees alluded to the fact that believers must hold a higher standard.
在我们回想之前，马太福音第十九章，耶稣是说我们信主的人要更高的标准。
Because when he answered the Pharisees who was testing him, he was very clear that God's intent for marriage was lifelong.
他回答法利赛人的试探的时候，他说婚姻是一生一世。
And then the Pharisees' response was, then why then did God give, the permission to divorce?
这个法利赛人回答耶稣说，为什么摩西允许他们离婚呢？
But that permission does not negate the intent of God's purpose or intent for marriage from the beginning.
摩西的允许并没有违背神原本对婚姻设立的心意。
But Jesus says, yes,God allows it because of your sinfulness.
耶稣说是因为你们的罪，所以摩西允许你们。
And he actually interpreted the reason as only for one reason, porneia.
耶稣允许说离婚是因为淫乱的缘故。
That is sexual immorality.
就性的不道德。
That is committed within the marriage.
在婚姻里面的这个有这样子犯的这样罪。
And if ever it leads to divorce, then he says remarriage is not allowed.
耶稣说这个如果说离婚的话不能再婚。
Except when the death of the spouse.
除非有一方过世。
But you, Jesus was alluding to is that you as Christians or as worshippers of God, you are to hold God's standard and not choose the lower standard.
耶稣对基督徒说我们身为信主的人我们是应该要更高的标准而不是选择更比较低的标准。
And I say that when you go to the scriptures looking for an excuse, your starting point is already wrong.
如果我们要找到经文要支持我们自己的借口的话那这个起初点动机就不对了。
And so I also say that the permission that God gave is an act of grace.
神的允许是恩典。
To protect the couple so that they would not continue to live in sin against God and against each other.
是为了保护夫妻，因为继续在一起会彼此犯罪，并且得罪神。
And so, divorce to me is not an entitlement, but a grace given by God.
在这边讲的离婚不是应得的权利，而是神的恩典。
Yet today, there are Christians who are coming to this chapter or this 1 Corinthians 7.And to make another excuse.
很多信徒今天看到这一章第七章的时候呢
，and they call this Pauline's privilege.
他们称这个章叫做保罗所允许的这个权利。
The privilege to divorce and remarry.
这个权利就是你可以来离婚和再婚。
So in Old Testament, you have a permission.
在旧约里面有摩西的允许。
Now in the New Testament, they try to come up with a privilege.
他们在这个新约里面要找到这个权利。
So my question is that does the scriptures here really tells us that there is a privilege?
我们今天主题就是要来看看这边是讲的是不是我们有离婚跟再婚的权利。保罗所说的。
Because when I study the book of Corinthians, verse in chapter 7,
因为我读这一章的时候呢
，I find that Paul is addressing a problem in the church.
保罗是在针对教会的一个问题来所说的。
And that problem is sexual immorality.
这个问题就是性的不道德。
Remember chapter 5, there was a man sleeping with his stepmother.
第五章讲到一个男的跟他的继母。
And then in the Corinthian church, or the situation of those days, immoral sexual behavior is a norm in the Roman society.
在罗马的社会背景，这个是性的不道德是很寻常的事情。
And it has crept into the church as well.
已经渗入教会里面了。
And then so verse 15 then is by taken by these people very loosely to interpret that as a permission or a privilege for Christians to divorce and remarry.
这边把它当成一个就是对于基督徒来讲是可以离婚再婚的权利。
So how can a permission that is granted by God now turn into a privilege in the New Testament?
原本是许可怎么会变成一个权利呢？
And furthermore, if you study and you read the passage, the chapter carefully, you'll find that Paul consistently say no one should divorce or remarry throughout that chapter.
如果仔细读这个经文的话，我们可以看到说，这个保罗是不允许随己意的这样离婚的。
You read in verses 10 to 11, 12 to 13, and in verse 39, he says marriage is lifelong.
10, 11, 12, 13, 39都在讲到说婚姻是一生一世。
And he also says in verse 17, 24 and 26 that in whatever situation you are in, whether you came to know Christ already or not, you remain as you are.
17, 24, 26也讲到说不管信主前后你信这个都应当要持守在婚姻里面。
Yet at the same time at the end he says, if you change your situation,It is not a sin.
这边讲到说，如果情况改变的话，也不是罪。
But he wants them to be free from the concerns and troubles associated with marriage.
他们保罗希望他们免受婚姻的苦难。
He upholds the higher standard of Jesus as well.
保罗跟耶稣的信息是一样的。
And we also need to understand when Paul gives this instruction.It was given in the context of persecutions.
我们要知道说保罗这个教导的背景他是在时代基督徒是受逼迫的。
And his intention is not to give them commands to follow, but his desire is that they remain faithful to Christ as a disciple in whatever situation they are in.
保罗的心意是不管怎么样的境况他们能够持守他们在对基督的信仰。
And so the scriptures may be talking about all these things, but the intent of Paul is not what we think we know it is.
在第七章里面，保罗在讲这么多的主题，很多人就会把它误解。
And Paul in verse 1 to 7, he speaks about sex outside of marriage is wrong.
在保罗1到7节里面讲到说，婚姻之外的性是不对的。
He says that, you know,It is for the married couple.
这是在婚姻里面的，性是在婚姻里面的。
And so what he's saying here then is sexual immorality is wrong.
性的不道德是不对的。
It's sin.
是一个罪。
And he talked that in the marriage, our bodies as a husband or as a wife, we don't fully own it. We belong to our spouse.
我们身体的权柄是在我们的配偶。
And we must not deprive each other of the sexual experience or relationship.
我们不能够彼此亏负。
Except when you want to go to God to pray.
除非是因为祷告的缘故。
And even after that, he says, when you are finished praying, you come back together so that you will not be tempted by Satan.
之后仍要同房，只是为了避免撒旦引诱你们。
You know, prayer is the only time Paul says that you don't have to fulfill your duty to your spouse.
这个在保罗在讲说，这个唯一的例外就是在祷告的时候，你不需要啊、和你妻子同房。
And even that he says mutual agreement.
这也是一个彼此同意的情况下。
And he says this is not my command or my instruction that you must do it. It's just a permission that I allow you guys not to fulfill your duty during your prayer.
保罗说：“这不是我的，要教你一定要这样做，而是允许的这个建议。”
However, he says some of you like me have this gift of singlehood, and it doesn't bother us.
保罗说：“如果说你像我一样有独身的恩赐，那这就我们就不会来担忧这些事情。”
But he knows that majority people don't have this gift.
但他知道大部分人不是没有这样子的恩赐。
And that's why he does not command it, but he gives permission for it.
这就是为什么他不是命令大家，而是他是允许。
So if you look at, you read verse 1 to 7, you'll come to the conclusion that sex outside of marriage is wrong.
我们看1到7节，我们知道是婚姻之外的性是不对的。
The second thing is that husband and wives are responsible to fulfill the sexual need of each other.
第二点就是在夫妻在性的方面应该要合一的彼此相待。
You know, when I do premarital counseling,
我在给做婚前辅导的时候
，I always tell the couple, sex must not be used as a weapon against your spouse.
我总是告诉新人说，性不应该变成对付彼此的武器。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because you put your spouse in a vulnerable position to be tempted in this area.
因为你把你的配偶放在一个受试探的一个位置。
And they can be tempted and sin in many ways.
他们可能会被受试探，然后就犯罪了。
It can be pornography，
可以是色情的刊物
；prostitution，
或是招妓
；or having extramarital affairs，
或是有婚爱情。
And so, if that is true, if that is the case, then if your spouse sin because you use it as a weapon, then you are actually responsible as well for his or her sin。
如果你的配偶是因为你的缘故而犯这样罪的话，你跟他同样是有要负责。
So here Paul tells them you are to fulfill your duty as husband and wife to each other.
所以保罗这个就是说，保罗在这个方面要彼此合一的对待。
And that's why you see my first point is sexual responsibility and not sexual immorality.
所以我们今天第一个主题是性方面的责任，不是凌乱。
And then Paul goes on in verses 8 to 16.
接下来保罗在第八到第二十四节讲到
In fact, you can go on to 24.
可以讲到二十四节。
In verse 18 and 16, he starts off, he addressed the singles, the married, and the rest that he mentions in verse 12 to 40 even.
我们这边看到说保罗他讲到有关独身嫁娶然后还有其他的人。
And he began in verses 12 to 24, particularly to those who are married,to unbelievers.
12到24节特别是指那些和不信主的人结婚的人。
一个信主一个不信主。
Yeah, 一个信主一个不信主。
And then in verses 25 to 40, he talks about the remaining groups of people.
25到40节讲到说剩下的其他的人。
Singles, unmarried, widows,
独身的没有嫁娶的和寡妇。
And he asks them, whatever situation you are in, to remainWhere you are.
他勉励他们说怎么样的身份就继续这样子的身份。
And then particularly to the singles and the widows, if they cannot control themselves in this area, they should marry instead of burn with passion.
他尤其是对于寡妇和这个独身的人就说与其欲火攻心倒不如嫁娶为妙。
The word passion here useis in the context of marriage.
这欲火在这边用的是在婚姻里面的意思。
And it may be in, also in the context of, the sexual relationship.
也是在讲到其中包括性方面的一个关系。
But it also can include the passion or the desire to get married.
但是也包括希望渴求一个婚姻的一个关系。
And so, you have to know what your desires are.
所以我们要知道我们的渴求是什么。
But Paul's point is that whatever situation in, whether it's biblically for you to divorce or remarry, you know, remain as you are, this is encouragement.
所以保罗鼓励他们说，不管是怎么样的身份，信主之后也是要怎么样的身份。
You know, in other words, Paul is saying, be contented with whatever situation you are in.
所以保罗说，就是你要在守素安常，就是要知足。
Either you are married or you are single, be content and faithful to Christ.
不管你是已婚还没有结婚就是你在主里面的身份就是保持同样的。
And the reason is because every one of us selfishly always look for a what? Personal fulfillment.
因为我们每一个人真的就是每一个人的渴望就是希望能够成就一些事情。
And some of us think that without a spouse, we don't feel whole.
有些人认为说我们如果没有结婚的话就不完整。
But Paul is an example. Jesus Christ is an example of somebody who is whole without being married.
但是保罗、耶稣都是我们的榜样，就是他们是虽然是独身，但是他们还是完整的。
It is not your desire, but you should desire what Christ has for you.
我们必须要寻求神在我们生命中的旨意。
And then in verses 12 to 24, he talks particularly to these people who married those who are not believers.
12到24节特别是指到那些信主，一个信主，一个不信主的。
And if you read carefully, you'll find that each time he talks about a wife or a husband, if they are believers, they must not separate from their husband or their wife.
保罗这边就是鼓励，不管是你的另外一半是不是信主的都是要在婚姻里面继续的持守。
And not to divorce him or her.
而不是离开离婚。
But he says, if it happens, she must remain unmarried.
如果离开了不可再嫁。
Or else be reconciled to her husband.
或是人同丈夫和好。
And then he finally in verse 39, he makes it very clear that remarriage is only allowed after a spouse has passed away.
第39节他特别就是做一个结论，就是再婚就是唯一的情况是你的另外一半走了以后。
And this is exactly what Jesus says.
这就是耶稣的教导。
But Paul adds one more thing.
但是保罗又加了一点。
He must be in the Lord.
嫁给主里面的人。
In other words, he or she must be a Christian.
换句话说，就是另外再娶的另外一半必须要是主内的。
But problem with the Pauline privilege is that they just take verse 15, the phrase the brother or sisters is not bound in such circumstances to be the reason for to do whatever they want.
但是我们一开始所讲到保罗所允许的，有些人相信保罗所允许的离婚再婚的权利，他们就紧抓着15节里面说，无论弟兄姐妹遇这样事都不必拘束。
And that free from that situation or that circumstance is free to divorce and free to remarry.
所以他们把这个解释成就是你可以任意的自由自在的来离婚再婚都可以。
When the believer leaves you, the unbeliever leaves you.
当另外一半不幸的离开了以后
，You know, it's hard to hermeneutically in interpreting the scriptures. It's hard to justify it to mean that is you are free from that marriage vows.
如果这段我们用释经学的角度来讲的话，很难来支持他们这样的说法。
Because of all that he says throughout consistently in the passage, not to divorce, not to leave, marriages.Permanent, lifelong, and to remain unmarried or else reconcile, all those things, to say that, and just use this phrase to support our positions.
我们看前后文的话，其实几乎是没有支持这样子15节他们这样的解释的方式。
And then if you go outside of 1 Corinthians, you go to Romans 7, Paul talks about marriage as permanent as well.
如果离开这段经文，我们看到同样是保罗所写的罗马书第七章，他也讲到婚姻。
Although there he uses as an example and illustration to parallel the law.
这边他罗马书里面他把婚姻和律法来做一个对比。
And he says, you know, marriage like the law is permanent.
这个婚姻跟律法都是永久的。
And the only time you are free from the penalty of the law is when you become a Christian by the death of Christ.
我们唯一从律法被释放的途径就是耶稣基督的摆上。
And freedom from the marriage or the marriage vow is only when your spouse is dead.
我们从婚姻中被释放的唯一的途径就是死，另外一半已经死了。
And so Paul did not teach that God's intent for marriage has changed at divorce.
所以说保罗在这边教导，他说神对婚姻的教导从来没有改变过。
In fact, he uses the same language for the law as being abiding or permanent, just like marriage.
他这边讲到律法必须要遵守，就像婚姻一样。
And here, in 1 Corinthians 7:39, he specifically say, after the spouse has died.
在39节特别在讲到说，我们再婚是唯一的情况，是我们的配偶死了以后。
You see,God's intent and Moses' permission are two separate things.
神的他的对婚姻的旨意跟摩西的允许是不一样的事情。
The first is an unchanging divine will of God or plan of God.
神对婚姻的设立，他有他的心意，他是不会改变的。
The other Mosaic permission is an act of grace.
摩西的允许是一个恩典。
Because we cannot live to that standard because of our sinfulness.
因为我们的罪，所以我们没有办法达到这样子一个境界。
It's just like, you know, God intends us to be holy and righteous before Him.
神他也同样的要我们要圣洁在他面前。
But we cannot.
但是我们没有办法达到。
Because of sin.
因为我们有罪。
So that's why in the act of grace, He sent Jesus to die for us.
因着神的恩典，他把耶稣基督赐给我们作为挽回祭。
So it's the same idea.
这是同样 的概念。
It doesn't change anything in the divine command and law.
神的心意从来没有改变。
But there is grace given to the sinner.
但是对我们罪人来讲，神也赐给我们恩典。
Thus Paul's instruction to those married to an unbeliever, whether it's a man or woman, they are not to leave their spouse.
他对于不信一个信一个不信的夫妻来讲，他们你还是要持守在婚姻里面。
Especially.If the unbeliever is willing to live with the believer.
特别是不信主的人，他并没有要离婚。
And he says, in verse 14 and 16, he gives two reasons.
因为14到16节他给了两个理由。
He says that the unbelieving spouse has been sanctified by the believing one and their children would be holy.
因为讲说这样因为另外一半就成了圣洁，你们的儿女就圣洁了。
And the word sanctify means to be set apart.
圣洁就是分别为圣的意思。
And Paul says they have been sanctified doesn't mean that they have been saved.
怎么讲？他们圣洁被洁净了，并不表示他们得救了。
So he's not teaching that you are saved by proxy of your believing husband or wife.
他这边讲说，如果一个不信的另外一半如果是相信的，并不是因为这样你就得救了。
But basically, he's just saying that you have set them apart so that through you, the unbelieving spouse and their children can learn to how to be holy before God.
他这边讲的意思是说，你不信的另外一半透过你而分别为圣，他看到你身上的见证。
And so it doesn't mean that they are made holy just because they are married to the believer.
不信的人不会因为结了婚之后跟一个信的人结婚而成为圣洁。
But they can learn how to live a godly life like you.
但是他们看到我们的怎么样过一个属神的生活，就可以看到这样的榜样。
And you can have that godly influence upon them.
我们也可以用神的方式来影响他们。
And then, and then after saying that, he says, however, if the unbeliever spouse chooses to leave, the believing spouse is free from these circumstances.
他这边有讲到说，如果不信的一方要求去的话，信的一方他也没有责任。
In other words, the person is free in from trying to influence them and trying to help them to live for God.
没有责任，意思就是说，这个信的一方他已经对不信的一方离婚之后就没有这个在他面前没有办法在他面前做见证影响他。
She is free from that responsibility.
他已经没有这样子的责任了。
She is no longer bound by the fact of her situation.
他已经不会受到这样子的一个限制了。
And so it cannot be taken into or understood as free from the marriage totally.
并不是说他可以就是自由自在要想做什么就做什么了。
In the eyes of God, it's not that you're free from this vow, therefore you can divorce and remarry.
在神的眼中你并不是说你就这个婚姻就结束了。
And if you explain it in that way, then you're saying Paul is contradicting himself here.
如果我们硬是要解释说这个离婚之后信主不信主离婚之后就婚姻就结束，那就违背他其他的上下文了。
Because he says in verse 10, verse 11, that they are not to live or divorce.
在这边十节讲到说他们不应当离婚。
And then in Romans 7, in verse 39 here, he says it is permanent.
在罗马书七章跟第三十九节这边也都讲到说是一生一世。
And then in verses 17 to 25, he uses two illustrations.
十七到二十节讲到两个例子。
And that reason, the two illustrations, the two reasons and then two illustrations is to encourage them to live as a believers,in whatever situation they are in.
在这边讲了两个例子，就是鼓励他们在不管在怎么样的身份就维持这样的身份。
And he says, this is the rule of thumb I give to every church.
他说这个就是我给其他教会的准则。
And the first illustration is about circumcision.
第一个例子就是在讲割礼。
He says, whether you are circumcised or not at the time of your conversion, stayas you are. In other words, you don't have to circumcise or uncircumcise yourself.
这边讲到说受割礼不受割礼是什么样身份信主之后就继续维持这样的身份。
The second illustration is that of a slave and a free person.
第二个讲到说是奴隶或是自由人。
You see, whether you are a slave or you are a free person, now you live like a slave to Christ.
他说如果说你是一个奴隶的话，你现在就是为主成为主的奴隶，基督的奴仆。
So Paul's point very clearly is that be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ.
保罗这边讲到就是说要成为主耶稣基督的忠实的这个信徒。
And so in verse 24, he makes this very same point of obeying God by being faithful to Him in whatever situation you are.
二十四节讲到最主要重点就是我们要成为主的忠诚的信徒。
So you cannot take verse 15, not bound to such circumstances, to mean you are now free to divorce and remarry.
所以再一次我们看到第十五节，如果说我们就是没有办法把它解释成就是不必拘束，成为自由自在，就是不受任何的管束。
The only thing you can draw from here is the principle of abandonment.
就是唯一的我们可以这个引申的就是一个离弃就是有人离开婚姻的。
The circumstances here is a unbeliever abandoning the believing spouse.
不信的人遗弃另外信的那一方。
And so, it is not the fault of the believers, him or her responsibility.
被遗弃的那一方信的这一方他不是他的责任。
Because,He or she did not have the choice.
因为这一方被遗弃的一方没有选择。
They should not be penalized.
他们不应该被惩罚。
They should not be disciplined.
他们不应该被管教。
Because they did their best to obey what they know the scriptures teach.
他们已经就这个经文里面所教导的已经尽力了。
But if that happens to them, then they must not because the spouse leave, therefore it gives you permission to divorce the spouse.
但是这也不给这些被遗弃的一方这个离婚的权利。
It has to be the decision of the other party.
它必须要是另外一方的决定。
And it also does not mean that you are free now after the divorce to remarry.
即使离婚之后，也不是说你就可以自由自在再婚了。
Because you can only marry after the spouse die.
因为就是回到三十九节，就是他你另外一方走了以后，才死了以后才能够再婚。
And this is the highest standard for the believer to hold.
这是就信主的人来讲是最高的一个标准。
And Paul's point is also be contented in whatever circumstances you are.
保罗在这边的重点就是要知足。
And Jesus' point is hold to this higher standard.
耶稣的重点是说你要这个遵守这样很高的标准。
Even if you qualify under the Mosaic permission to do so.
即使在摩西律法是允许的状况下。
But if it happens, then you are not true until your spouse died.
即使离婚了你不能再婚直到你的另外一方死了。
So if we understand this, then we will not take the scripture so lightly and easily to, as an excuse to do whatever we want.
我们仔细展开解释这些经文的话，我们就不会轻率的来自己乱下断论。
Because if Christians do not have to hold the higher standard of God, then why be a Christian?
如果我们基督徒没有办法以这个遵守耶稣神的这个高标准的话，那为什么要成为基督徒呢
？Why do we want to pursue after God and chase after God and obey Him？
我们为什么要追求神？我们为什么要遵守他的诫命呢
？And if we obey only certain things we like and certain things we don't like, then what are we doing as a
如果说神的诫命我们选择性的遵守的话，那我们到底是不是一个真正的基督徒？
You either be a fully committed Christian or you don't be one.
只有两个选择，你不是遵守神诫命的，就是你不遵守神诫命。
That's the highest standard as Christians we must have.
这是我们身为基督徒一个最高的一个标准。
That leads me to my third point.
这让我讲到第三点。
Discipleship faithfulness, not our social or marital status.
门徒的忠心而不是社会地位。
The world tells us to have, you know, in society to have a certain status.
这个社会告诉我们有特别的，我们每个人的自己的地位。
But as a Christian, Jesus Christ tells us we are to be faithful disciples.
我们耶稣告诉我们，我们成为基督徒之后，我们有一个要成为一个忠诚的门徒。
It's not a status, but it's a relationship with Jesus Christ.
不是地位，而是跟耶稣基督的关系。
So in verses 25-40, he addresses the remaining of those groups of people that he's talking to.
所以25-40节讲到这个剩下的这些人。
And so he says, for the rest, the virgins, the engaged and the not engaged, the married and the unmarried.
因为讲到说有处女这个许配的还没有许配的，结婚的还没结婚的。
And he's very clear when he instructing them in this area.He says that these instructions are just my recommendations.
他特别这边讲到说，这些是我的建议
，not commands.
不是命令。
You know, he says that as a servant of the Lord's grace, I'm able to give you these recommendations or permissions.
保罗说，我既蒙主连续能做忠心的人，就把自己的意见告诉你们。
And his point for giving them.All this instruction is you remain faithful to Christ.
他的建议就是守束安常，维持现状。
Because of your situation that you are going through.
因为你这些基督徒他将来要面临的一些状况。
And waiting for Jesus Christ to return, which is they are expecting very soon.
并且他们在等待耶稣基督的再来。
That's the intent and the purpose of why he gives.All these instructions.
这就是他这个最后这一部分的主要的原因，他给这个教导原因。
And so that's when he came to the engaged, because some of them who are engaged, after listening may say, oh, I better be faithful to Christ, and therefore I should not get married, therefore I break up my engagement.
有些人是已经许配或是已经有婚约的，很多人就说，哎，那我要我要遵守保罗的教导，我要毁了我的婚约。
And Paul says no.
保罗说不要这样子。
Remain as you are.
就是保持同样的身份。
And those of you who are not engaged, don't go all out because of your passion and desire to look for a spouse.
他说还没有许配的人就是不要就是因为你自己心里面的欲望而去一定要找一个婚姻来找另外一半。
But if you don't agree with my or don't accept my engagement, and you go and find one and married, it's not a sin, he says.
保罗说，如果说你这个是我的建议，但如果说你去找结婚了，找到另外一半结婚，这也不是罪。
And then if a virgin marries, it is also not a sin.
处女出嫁也不是罪。
But he recommends it because he don't want them to face the troubles of marriage in their lives.
保罗他说他这样的建议是为了要让他们免去这个苦难。
Especially in their situation that they are going through.
特别是这些基督徒受到破坏的情况下。
You know, even though we live in a peaceful environment and a safe environment,
即使我们今天是活在一个安全并且一个很平安的情况下，
but none of us can say we can escape the trouble of marriage if we are married.
我们在婚姻中的人，没有人说我们能够逃避婚姻的苦难。
In fact, some of us wish we were not married.
其中有些人是希望我们没有结婚。
You know, there's a saying, you know, those outside always wants to get in.
就像一个城一样，如果外面的人想要进来。
Those inside wants to get out.
那里面的人想要出去。
That's how they describe marriage.
这就是他们怎么样来形容婚姻的。
You know, I, when I was younger, I always joke with my wife.
我年轻的时候，我跟跟师母来开玩笑。
I say, you know, if you go first,And she says this to me actually. She said, if I go first, you must remarry. If I go first, Joyce.
如果说师母说，如果牧师先走的话，那师母可以再婚。
And I, correct. It's she said, not I said. Okay, she said, and then my reply is, yes, I will remarry, but I'll find a rich old lady to marry.
如果说是师母先走的话，牧师可以这个再婚，那他会找我会牧师会找一个很有钱的这个老富婆。
But now lately, when we talk, I say, if you go first, I'm not going to get married.
他们说如果你先走了，我不会再婚。
Because I say I want to live the rest of my life in peace.
我说我希望我的余生能够过得平静。
Because it's very hard to build a marriage.
因为婚姻其实是很难，要建立一个好的婚姻。
Because you know, to start all over again is very tiring.
又从零开始其实是很累的事情。
I'm not discouraging you, those who are thinking of getting married.
对于那些还没有结婚的人，我不是在阻止你们。
Marriage is a good thing.
婚姻是一个好的。
But do you know the hard work you have to put in?
但是我们必须要经营。
And the reason why people are divorcing today is because they are not willing to put in the hard work.
今天很多人离婚是因为他们不愿意在这个事情上来下功夫。
They are only looking for their personal fulfillment than the happiness of their spouse.
他们常常会只是为了要满足自己的需要，自己或是自己的一个成就。
Marriage is a good thing, but it is a lot of work.
婚姻是一个祝福，但是它需要我们来经营。
And that's Paul is trying to spare them, especially when they are undergoing all this persecution as a Christian.
所以保罗在这边讲到说，我愿意你们免受这个苦难，尤其是他们面对的逼迫的时候。
And so he explained in verses 29-35 that life on this world is short.
在29-35节讲到说，这个世界的生命是很短暂的。
Everything will pass away.
所有事情都会过去。
But our relationship with God will never.
但是我们看神的关系是永恒的。
And so, that should be your focus, especially when you are in such times.
这就是我们应该专注的一个地方。
And Paul is setting the example by himself, to them with his own life.
保罗用他自己的生命来做一个榜样。
And but he says, if any one of you want to do whatever you want to do, in this case, marry or stay single, it is not a sin.
保罗在这边讲的时候，不管你的决定是怎么样，结婚或是守独身，这都不是罪。
You're not acting dishonorably to anyone, your fiance or yourself.
对你或是对你的还没有嫁娶的另外一方来讲，都是你要用都不是不尊重的方式。
And if your passion is so strong to Mary, go ahead. It's not a sin, he says.
如果你真的是非常非常想要结婚的话，这个就进入婚姻，这个不是一个罪。
But he himself, his mind is made up.
但是他保罗他自己他的心意已经决定了。
Not to do it.
他不进入婚姻。
And so he doesn't force his own personal position on people.
所以我们这边看到说他不把自己的这个自己的看法或意见强加在别人身上。
And then at the end in verse 39, he says, you know, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives.
他这边在39节讲到说妻子是在活着上丈夫活着的时候妻子是被约束的。
She can only remarry after he dies.
丈夫若死了妻子可以自由随意再嫁。
And that person that she marries must be a Christian.
只是要嫁在这在主里面的人。
And he says, I have the wisdom of the Spirit of God to give you these recommendations.
所以说保罗说他是有自己被神的圣灵感动来给你们的意见。
But personally, he still feels it's better to stay single.
但他自己个人的意见认为说如果守独身是更好的。
So the point is not about whether you are married or not married.
所以这个重点并不是说到底有没有结婚。
The point is,Your contentment and your commitment to Jesus Christ.
重点是说我们是不是在耶稣基督里面得到我们的满足。
It's about discipleship faithfulness.
是有其实是讲到是门徒的忠心。
This is his recommendations.
这就是保罗的建议。
It is also why, as Christian, especially me as a pastor.
这就其实对于基督徒来讲尤其是对牧师来讲。
I don't tell people to divorce.
我不会告诉别人要离婚。
I don't tell people to remarry.
我也不告诉别人要再婚。
Even if they qualify under the Mosaic permission.
即使是在摩西的律法是允许的。
I always tell them that it's your own decision.
牧师总是会告诉人家这是你自己的决定。
It's between you and God.
这是你跟神之间的关系。
And I'm pointing them to discipleship.
我来告诉他们门徒的一个中心是要怎么样的。
Your relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系是更重要的。
Because ultimately at the end, the person is accountable to God.
因为最后我们每一个人都要向神自己向神交账。
It's not accountability to me.
不是牧师要向神向你为你交
账。I only have the responsibility to tell you what I how I understand the scriptures.
牧师只是把我们把他对圣经的了解来告诉我们。
And I think the last time I shared about my sister who is a Christian.
上次牧师有讲到他的
姐姐
是基督徒。
She came to me. She's married to an unbeliever. She came to me and asked me and told me that she wants to divorce the husband.
她来告诉牧师说她的另外一半不信主，她想要离婚。
At that time I was still in Santa Barbara. I remember.
那时候牧师还在Santa Barbara.
I told her how I look at scriptures.
牧师跟她分享圣经里面是怎么说的。
And I told her it's your decision whether you want to stay married to him or you want to divorce him.
牧师告诉她说这个是你的决定。
But if you ever take that road of divorce, you are not to remarry because it brings complication to your children as well.
牧师告诉她如果说你决定离婚的话圣经里面是不能再婚，因为这样会造成更多的混乱，尤其对孩子。
And the good thing is that she went ahead and divorced and she did not remarry.
她最后离婚了，但是她没有再婚。
And the reason actually she asked me, I know because my another elder sister told me.
因为我之所以她知道，因为是另外一个姐姐来告诉我。
She was hoping that I would say, yeah, you can remarry.
他是希望说牧师从他的口中说出是的你可以再婚。
Because at that time there was somebody interested in her too.
因为那时候有另外一个男子来在追求他的姐姐。
But she remains single until she died.
但是他依然的选择单身。
Because shortly, a few years later, she was diagnosed with cancer.
因为他过一段时间之后他就被检查出有癌症。
And when she passed away, I was in Canada.
在他死的时候我是在加拿大。
And I was thinking about this, I told Joyce, I said, it's a good thing that she did not remarry.
那时候这个事情发生的时候，我告诉师母，牧师告诉师母说，我很高兴他没有决定再婚。
Because her insurance money, and she bought a lot of insurance for the three children, for herself, for the sake of the three children, and her house that she owned, is now going to be divided between the children and the husband.
The
new husband if she marries.
就是说他有买很多保险，那这个保险之后，他死掉之后，这个很多这个他的房产这些都要，这是他的孩子跟他的丈夫在分。
You know the complications it can come if you do that to your children.
如果说这个他再婚的话，这个情况会更加的棘手。
And people do it without thinking because they all are thinking just about their personal satisfaction and fulfillment.
很多时候再婚的时候啊，人想到的是自己的满足。
You know, remember in the first message I talked about marriage, part of marriage is being responsible for your children.
我们一开始讲到说婚姻的这个专题第一次讲到是讲到说婚姻的其中一个部分就是对我们的孩子要负责。
We rejoice when they come out as a baby.
好，刚出生的时候我们很欢喜快乐。
And as they grow up, we are proud of their achievement.
他们长大的时候我们很为他们的成就感到很光荣。
But when our marriage breaks down, we forget about them in that process.
但是婚姻不顺利的时候，我们就忘记了这孩子们。
Because they are the one that will suffer the most.
但是孩子们往往是受最大影响、最大伤害的。
So think about your children whenever you ever have the thought.
所以说，如果说你有这样念头的话，你想想你的孩子。
You know, and think aboutWhat you learn from scriptures about this subject.
而且想一想我们从经文里面学到的有关这个方面的主的神的话语。
And so in conclusion, there's no justification for the Pauline privilege.
所以说我们看到这个第七章其实并没有对于所谓的这个保罗所允许的离婚再婚的权利这样子的一个支持。
In fact, someone says, say it like this.
有些人说
If two born again Christians are committed to one another in marriage,
如果两个这个信主的人他们要结婚了
，and as true disciples of Jesus Christ, they will uphold God's intent for marriage.
如果他们是真正的耶稣基督的门徒的话，他们就会来努力的持守保持维持这个婚姻。
And even if they are going through a bad period of their marriage life, they will stick it out.
即使他们会遇到一些困难，但是他们会努力来坚持。
But if divorce is inevitable, they will learn to be contented in Christ.
即使离婚是无可避免的，他们会学习在主内的满足。
Because as a true disciple, they will want to uphold the highest standard that Jesus mentioned.Or allude to in Matthew 19.
因为如果是真的是一个耶稣基督的门徒的话，会遵守耶稣基督在马太福音的教导。
So if we want to claim that there is a Pauline privilege, we're actually trying to force our meaning into the text.
如果我们硬是要来解释说有这个保罗所交代的这个权利，离婚再婚的权利，是把我们自己的意思来强加在这个经文里面。
And that's what we are doing.
这就是这些人在做的。
And I hope that we can understand this passage better today.
希望我们今天对这个经节有更加的了解。
This today's message is more a teaching session than, and in fact, all the whole series that I am talking about on marriage divorce is a teaching series.
这个整个系列其实是比较像是一个教导的一个性质的系列。
It's not encouraging or it's not motivating you, but it is teaching you the truth of the scriptures.
不是鼓励，不是启发，而是教导的。圣经里面怎么说的
？And I know when I studied this, I wanted to end my series here.
讲到这边，或许我们就想到这个系列已经结束了。
But I cannot.
但是我不能在这边就结束。
Because there are many questions that are still not answered.
因为很多问题还是没有解决。
Because when divorce takes place among a Christian believer, what must we do or what can we do?
如果说基督徒里面有离婚的情况，那我们该怎么样处理呢？
You know, And I realize I cannot do it here.
我了解我在这边没有办法这样子。
And therefore, there is actually a last message.
所以说有最后一个这个系列有最后一个主题。
I just call it divorce remarriage part three.
这个就是离婚再婚的第三个讲章。
But it has to do more with practical application of all that we have learned so far from the whole series.
所以最后一个主题将会是就是针对一个实际应用上的一个实践。
So if I have not answered those questions you may have in your mind right now, I hope you can wait until the last one.
如果说大家心里面有很多的疑问的话，我希望能够等到下一次来解答。
Because there is such cases, whether it's in this church or in any other church, that you will find that when you open the door of your church, you will have all this kind of people.With those kind of circumstances and situation that will come into the church.
所以我们放眼望去，不管是教会里面或是外面的，常常会有这样子一个疑问或是问题。
And although we have the truth, the divine will of God, the divine intent of God, yet there is also the exercise of grace that we need to factor in how we be a church.
我们今天看到神的心意，但是我们也看到神也提供我们恩典，我们怎么样的两个来调和
？And not.Lean on one side more than the other, or show more grace than upholding the truth of scriptures.
我们在实际的应用上面应该要怎么样的来做一个调和，做一个平衡，而不是高举任何一方。
I know the truth is important.
真理很重要。
But if honestly, none of us actually can live up to the truth.
但是老实说我们中间没有一个人能够来达到神的标准。
That's why we need Jesus Christ.
这就是我们需要耶稣基督。
We need grace.
我们需要恩典。
And if God treated us like in that way, we should treat one another in the similar way.
如果耶稣对我们有恩典我们也应该对别人蛮有恩典。
You know, because we can lean either legalistic, to be legalistic, or we can be, lean towards being gracious too much.
我们常常会高举律法主义或是太过的纵容。
And it's because of this reason that we always have conflict in the church.
就是因为这个原因所以我们常常会在教会里面有一些冲突。
And we pray that God will give us wisdom to balance it both.
求主赐给我们智慧来平衡这两个。
Let's pray.
我们来一起来祷告。
我们的天父我们求神你自己加恩在我们的个人上。跟我们教会上让我们有聪明智慧怎么样去处理不同的事情在教会特别讲到这个离婚跟 remarriage 这个 issue 的时候我们知道我们人因着我们不太了解你的心意跟你的话语所以很多时候我们做一个很不完全的处理法引导在教会里面很多的不高兴跟弟兄姐妹们的各个 division 所以求神你就给我们聪明智慧在你的恩典里面我们会学习更加来向我们的主耶稣基督奉主耶稣的名求阿门